WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A surprise trip to a boyfriend's baseball game in Bryan went sour Sunday when a Tomball woman saw a believed romantic rival and rammed the woman's car multiple times with her own. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 27-year-old Jennifer Strzelecki remains jailed after witnesses say she chased the woman away from the ballpark and rammed her car several times as she tried to escape, even causing both cars to spin out of control.
Strzelecki went to go see her boyfriend who she'd been having trouble with, and she had been accusing him of being with someone else. Well, she found this other female at the park. And as the female tried to leave, Strzelecki basically chased her down the street and caused the accident while she had two small children in the car.
The two children with her, a 2 and 9-year-old, were not harmed and were taken by the boyfriend and given to family members. Both women refused treatment by Bryan medics. Strzelecki is charged with aggravated assault and 2 counts of child endangerment. A College Station man is dead and another is hospitalized following a crash Friday night on Highway 21 west of Bryan. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 2 19-year-olds were in a pickup struck by a semi as they turned from FM 50 to 21 east of the Brazos River.
What I'm reading here, the vehicle was going to make a left onto 21 to travel east, and it entered into the eastbound path of the truck track.
The driver of the pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with head injuries and a collapsed lung. Both were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not injured. No one was injured Sunday night when a College Station man was robbed at gunpoint. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says 2 men robbed the victim near a parking lot between Parkway Circle Apartments and Crossing Place Apartments.
The suspects took the victim's cell phone and possessions and fled the scene on foot. We are asking anyone, if you know any information regarding this incident, to please contact the College Station Police Department.
Suspect descriptions are at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, Logan says 19-year-old Dalton Box of College Station was arrested Sunday night after he was caught rummaging through the back of a pickup on Crescent Point by the owner. The victim says there were actually 2 men involved, but he was only able to catch Box, and the second man remains at large. More parking changes are coming to Northgate. The College Station City Council Thursday night approved 2-hour parking on the west side of Church Street in front of the new Rise apartment complex. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says they'll start without using parking meters.
The reason we picked the 2 hours is to create some turnover so they don't camp out, and also to respond to, though we know the first tenant in the building is CVS, and clearly for the most part they're probably not going to need 2 hours in there. There are other tenant spaces in there, and what our concern is if something becomes, you know, a hair salon or a restaurant in there, that if we set it too low, there wouldn't be that kind of parking available for them.
Cal also says before the end of next month, the council will be asked to ban parking across the street from the Rise.
There actually is not supposed to be parking on the other side, but they're doing it, and we don't have any ability to enforce it right now.
And the city is monitoring the amount of bicycle parking, which Cal says is in short supply. A&M has generated a record amount of fundraising, $300 million more than in any previous 12-month period. Officials announced gifts of more than $740 million. This includes gifts to the university, private grants to the research division, and contributions to the A&M Foundation, the Association of Former Students, the Bush Library Foundation, and the 12th Man Foundation. More details are on our website at WTAW.com. By 5 o'clock tonight, a major highway project will be open to traffic. TxDOT says it's the Highway 47 overpass at Health Science Center Parkway. The nearly $10 million project took just more than a year and a half to complete. Contractors still have another month of minor work, but they will not be in the main lanes of traffic. Texas's top healthcare officials not so sure the state will be ready for the rollout of the latest aspect of Obamacare. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik says they have a very small window of opportunity to test the new health care exchanges.
The most recent information I have is that we will be able to connect to the exchange and start testing, but not until September 20th or 21st.
The data system supporting the federal health care exchanges has been tested and certifies as secure. People over the age of 50 are seeking concealed handgun licenses at a higher rate than any other age group in Texas. An analysis of state records by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram found that 57-year-olds last year sought the most concealed handgun licenses in Texas. In recent years, Texans aged 63, 52, 61, and 60 have also led the way in gun permits. The oldest Texans are also looking to arm themselves. Texas Department of Public Safety data shows that at least 16 people in their 90s applied for licenses last year. Texas has more than 580,000 concealed carry permit holders statewide. Minority rights groups that sued over voting maps passed by the Texas legislature in 2011 want the state to pay for a roughly $6 million legal tab. The Republican draw maps were thrown out by a San Antonio federal court and never used. Groups that include the Mexican American Legislative Caucus consider that a victory and want reimbursement for the money spent fighting in court. The San Antonio Express News reports that Attorney General Greg Abbott sees it differently. His office argues in court filings that the request should be denied because a final ruling was never issued in the case. A three-judge panel instead drew interim political boundaries for the 2012 elections. Governor Rick Perry made those maps permanent this summer. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 73 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. We'll have more news available for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnem and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnem and Flooring today.
At RV Station in Bryan, you'll hear them say it all the time, the best prices in the country from the country's best brands. So how do they do it? Well, all of the dealerships are located outside major metropolitan areas, so that means lower overhead. And they're able to pass the savings on to you. With four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, they do business with the country's top manufacturers. So what does that mean to you? Well, obviously volume makes the difference. So check them out. Get a brand new Keystone Alpine. It's a loaded fifth wheel built to last for decades. It's just $54,995. Folks, that's $22,700 off MSRP. The number is $1574. And when you hear discount, they're really not playing around. Anybody can sell you a cheap RV for cheap, but massive discounts on the best brands in the country, well, that takes skill. So shop the inventory 24/7 at RVStationOnline.com. Come see RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun starts right here.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Kermax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Tropical moisture will continue to feed into the state off to our west and to our southwest. Today we're going to be partly sunny. Highs will be up around 95. I think the thunderstorms are going to end up being over the interior part of the state to our west. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Partly sunny up around 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sun Thursday. That's when we have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel gets four weekly awards. We get an SEC Defensive Player of the Week at A&M, and Andy Dalton does pretty well. And we have Monday Night Football scores plus a whole lot more coming up with sports.
If you're shocked and you looked at the radio when he said SEC Defensive Award, it's not football. Okay.
Well, no, I did that last time.
I know, just saying.
And something just odd, and I'm not trying to make light of this at all. It's just very weird. As I go through the daily routine of putting the sports together, I check the wires for different scores, right?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta and Washington were postponed yesterday because of all the action at the Naval Yard. Okay?
Yeah.
It says, game postponed, 7.05 p.m. initial start time, comma, death.
That's a little odd.
That's all. That's all it says.
Okay.
I just, one of those things that you kind of go,
Well, they did that for people who are sports people who are just sports nuts, and they don't know that other things go on. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's kind of people who are around. See, Louis. And so they put a short explanation in there so that people will know. All right.
Well, now that the guy's doing research, trying to figure out who passed away on which team.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what exactly. I mean, I would have put, like, a little more detail, because the way you said it makes it sound like some, you know, besides the shooting, somebody on the team died.
Coming up later on this morning, we have for you a list of the most needed life skills and the least needed life skills. Okay?
Yeah.
So that if you're spending your time either doing or learning these things, you might be needing to do something else.
Is we'll listening on that list?
Do that in about a half an hour. No, listening is always important.
Mm-hmm.
So the first Dancing with the Stars show is over. No surprise, Bill Nye the Science Guy was the lowest scorer on the show.
Oh.
And although he seemed to have a fairly large fan base, which could help him in the long run, this week's scores will be added to next week's, as we all know. Right. As well as the audience, anyway, before they do the first vote-off, which is next week. The at the top of the pile, so to speak, would be Amber Riley from Glee and Corbin Blue. Okay. So, as far as the odds are concerned, the long shots would be the aforementioned Bill Nye, the Science Guy, comedian Bill Engvall, and Valerie Harper. And mm-hmm. also mentioned Corbin Blue. I guess that's right. Spelled B-L-E-U, is the favorite. Because Corbin Blue is a guy, is that right?
Corbin's usually a boy's
not
name,
a clue on this
yeah,
one.
Okay.
I'm not. Don't get me to lying.
Right. I know it means like a gift in Hebrew, but...
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
Scott.
Yes.
I was calling to make a slight correction for you. I'm here to honor the integrity of the good citizens of Concho County. Earlier, you had referred to Governor Perry as being from Paint Rock.
Yeah.
I think he's actually from Paint Creek.
You know, you're right. You're right.
All right.
You are.
Well,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thank
you're...
you. I appreciate that. That's what I get for trying to ad-lib something. Good
That's
chance.
Okay.
You were darn close, buddy.
Good chance you can get it wrong.
Paint
well,
Rock sounded like a real town in Texas.
It's either to say paint something, right?
Paint brown.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Anyway. And, of course, we've got, well, this is interesting. Have you ever heard of beauty sleep? You know,
mm-hmm.
I need to get my beauty sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, beauty sleep does exist. There really is such a thing as beauty sleep.
I'm way behind this.
I was going to say, you know, at my age, why do I need to hear that
horribly
now?
Horribly behind
yeah.
now.
How? What could you do? Now, snoring, it turns out, makes you look nasty. Researchers used face mapping to judge middle-aged snorers before and after using a CPAP machine that you put over your face and, you know, breathe. It helps, forces air down your throat.
Right.
Patients had puffier foreheads and redder faces before using the treatment, but less so afterwards. So how much better did they look using this treatment? How much better? The 22 people that looked at photos of the study participants could pick out the ones that used the machine two-thirds of the time. The conclusion
wow.
is, if you can deal with how silly you look using the CPAP machine at night, you might look better throughout the day.
I would guess, too, you know, if you feel better about yourself, you're going to be nicer, and that's going to make you look more attractive,
well,
too.
Well, that's interesting. That's a couple of steps, and it may well be. I think this was talking about quality of sleep. And
right. Well, if you're getting quality of sleep, you're going to feel better.
Ah.
That's what I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't.
That's okay. Are you getting quality sleep?
Why are you asking me?
I'm just asking. Are you getting quality sleep?
Not this week, no.
Oh, okay. When was the last time you got quality sleep?
2 weeks ago when I was on vacation.
So that work thing is getting in the way of your sleep. Is that it?
That pesky alarm at 3 a.m. kind of ganks everything
there
up.
There you go. All right, now we're going to ask you to actually be parents. Okay, we're going to ask you to actually be parents here.
Okay.
This could help. If you have a child between the ages of 7 and 9.
I do.
They'll eventually get there, just oh, by the way. But
it happens.
There is something that you can do to boost their academic success.
Oh, what?
Yeah, see, and it's nothing new. Read to them.
Mm.
This is a new study, but I don't know why, because they've done them all the time, and it always proves the same thing. A study found that parents usually stop reading to their kids by the age of 7 when they are capable of reading on their own. But those extra 2 years help the child develop a love for reading, which is very important, the study says. Mm. It gives them a better shot at success in math and English. So how many parents doing it when it comes to actually reading with their children every night? And I had one of my kids wanted to hear the same.
Oh, I hate that.
Was it Good Night, Moon?
No, this one was Ira Sleeps Over. That was his favorite book. But, mm-hmm. I mean, but that's okay, because you're really doing a good thing when you do that, okay? 64% of their kids read better. Of course, of those, 1 in 5 do so every night, parents, every night. And the average child gets 3 bedtime stories a week. 250,000 children under the age of 7 do not own a book. 250,000 kids under 7 do not own a book.
Let me tell you something that might surprise you.
All right.
The first money I ever earned, I bought a book with it.
No.
Well, there you go.
It was Cookie Monster and the Cookie Tree.
We're shot. Because what?
It was Cookie Monster and the Cookie Tree.
Oh, okay.
Right. I got a football.
Yeah.
She got a book.
Yeah.
What does that say?
But
well,
again,
it was a book about cookies, let's be fair, and a blue monster.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously the time you spend with your kiddo doing anything is good, but
certainly,
you're usually physically close when you're doing that. You get to share the book with them. Just lots of good things. And that makes you feel good as a parent.
Mm.
But it's more important that they carry that with them, their love of reading, and then they sit down and do that.
If you can do it while smoking, you'll really be helping out the kids.
Oh, my
gosh. Daddy, hey, hand Daddy his beer so we can do it. Terrible.
Sorry.
A guy in Michigan, yeah, really. Here we are being all warm and fuzzy, and then you have to throw that in.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. A guy in Michigan told police he came home, saw his roommate doing something to his neighbor.
That list could be long and distinguished.
It could. The man got so ticked off, he ordered the neighbor to go home. The man threatened his roommate with a big knife and hit him in the head with a beer can. What was the roommate doing? He was cutting his hair. He was giving him a haircut.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
He was doing it wrong.
There are a lot of angry people in the world.
Just, no kidding.
Just a lot of angry people in the world. So what are you going to do? Now, I don't know. This has probably happened before, but this is the first one that I've heard about. An Indiana couple said they got a little bloody when they decided to have a zombie-themed wedding during the Muncie Zombie Walk.
Mm.
A zombie-themed wedding.
It's a thing.
It is.
It's fashionable. Zombies are fashionable, just like cake
But zombie
tops.
Weddings?
Anyway. I've seen zombie engagement shoots.
Okay. Abby Riggs shuffled down the aisle Saturday with blood dripping from her chin and grime tarnishing her once pristine white wedding dress.
Oh.
I'm sure her parents couldn't be more proud.
Maybe they didn't show up.
Maybe they didn't show up. And once again.
Or maybe this is the second time around.
Yeah, how's this picture going to look 20 years from now? The groom, whose name was Thomas Emer, said they had long been interested in zombies and wanted to do something a little different when they tied the knot. So they did.
See, I would have had them be good looking and let the bridesmaids and grooms suffer through the zombie makeup.
Yeah, that would be, again.
I'm just thinking when they have kids, that bar's really low for her first wedding.
Yeah, some of them may not want to do that. So.
Well, hey, I've been a bridesmaid several times. I've suffered my share. So.
Go ahead.
I was never.
So would the zombie thing be better?
Would that be better? As long as I was adequately covered, I guess it would be okay.
All right, so suffered. So tell me. I mean, there has to be one that's really stood out as you were looking at yourself in the mirror getting ready to go into this ceremony, or as you got home, you're going, what in the world did I do?
Well, but, Scott, have you ever tried to stand for 3 hours in six-inch heels in front of a bunch of people?
If you have, say no.
I was going to say, which one is that? What, you're putting a lot of qualifiers in there. You're putting, you know, six-inch heels, 3 hours.
Oh, wait, so should
people.
I ask them separately?
That's exactly.
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art G-clay prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repairs for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, about 95. Same thing for tomorrow. Lows will be in the 70s. We have a 20% chance of showers. There's some really some considerable rain down in Mexico that's probably going to be moving up this way. But anyway, we're not thinking it'll hit us today, but we'll see what happens. As we move on through the week, not quite so hot, 92, 93 or so for our highs toward the end of the week. And in fact, a 40% chance of rain in the forecast right now for Friday and Friday night. So fingers crossed. Right now, winds are out of the east at 5, 88% relative humidity, and we've got 76 out there.
I'm Chris, and I found my core at Aggieland Fitness Dome. In 30 minutes, I get ripped with group core. A strong core means more than just your abs. I need group core, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Reach your peak with group core. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com, 690-3663.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Friday, the regime disappointed some of their dearest friends. They denied labor's request to provide Obamacare subsidies. The Obama Treasury Department delivered the bad news in a letter writing that the regime doesn't see a legal way for the union's group plans to get tax subsidies. Obama himself had skipped playing cards to meet with the top labor leaders, along with his right-hand man, Valerie Jarrett, Vice President Biden, and the new labor secretary. Afterwards, AFL-CIO big guy Richard Trumka got a little testy with reporters, snapping, "Stop following me!" The AFL-CIO, remember, passed a resolution last week, highly critical of Obamacare, but all is not lost. The regime pledged to work with unions and other nonprofit groups to find affordable options. Translation, there's too much heat right now, but once the coast is clear, Obama will figure a way to get them what they want, legal or not. Another labor boss, Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers, issued a statement to give Obama cover. She said that it wasn't the intent of Obamacare to jeopardize union members' health benefits, and that teachers are intent on fixing Obamacare's problems. So don't read too much into this. In the end, union minions will still pump millions into the 2014 election for Democrats. The Democrats will take the money and shower their union buddies with favors. Just a little spat here. It's all in the big liberal family.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose belly fat? Maybe that's because you haven't discovered Bob Cook's secret.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 12 months now, and in 30 days I lost approximately 10 pounds. After another 30 days, I lost another 8 pounds, so a total of 18 pounds lost in 60 days. I am so happy with Andro 400. My libido has been increased 100-fold, and I feel like a teenager again. I only weigh 5 pounds more than I weighed when I graduated from high school. I just love the product, and I can't wait to get my bottle every month so that I can maintain my weight at 180 pounds.
Now you too can lose belly fat and maintain your weight the easy way with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. At the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. New apartment towers and the newly rebuilt Church Street in Northgate have led to new parking restrictions. A two-hour limit on the west side of Church in front of the Rise was approved Thursday night by the College Station City Council. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell responded to Councilman James Benham's desire to treat all Northgate businesses the same.
We actually treat parking differently all over. For example, this will be a two-hour limit consistently, whereas in other parts of Northgate we have, for example, free parking over like a four-hour period.
So correct.
We're trying to manage all of it, but yes.
It'd be nice to balance it out a little bit.
In a related item, Cal says there's a shortage of bicycle parking by the Rise and the Stack.
Adequate may be a stretch. If you go to the Stack project behind it, there are dozens and dozens of bike racks back there, and they're all full.
Cowell says they'll ask the council for a parking ban on Church Street across from the Rise before the end of next month. Athletics, demographics, and the energy boom are cited among the reasons why A&M fundraising has never been bigger. $740 million was received during the fiscal year ending August 31st by the university and sister foundations and organizations. That beats the previous 12-month total by more than $300 million. The breakdown includes $205 million in estate gifts, the largest one-year total ever, and $31 million for a new engineering complex. Online at WTAW.com are more details. The nearly $10 million overpass at Highway 47 at Health Science Center Parkway will open this afternoon by 5 o'clock. TxDOT says once striping is completed, the barriers will be removed. Minor work will continue for another month before contractors are finally finished. What first appeared to be a car accident Sunday in Bryan turned out to be an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon when a woman with two children in her car attacked another female driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says 27-year-old Jennifer Strelski of Tomball was having trouble with her boyfriend and believed that the other woman was a romantic rival.
She hit her from behind, and then she would, according to the witnesses, she drove up to beside her and made contact on the sides of her vehicle as well. And eventually, at one point, she pushed her off the road, and she lost control of her vehicle.
McKeithen says the cars finally came to rest in a parking lot near the corner of Grosbeck and Robert Street. The boyfriend took Strelski's two children, a 2- and 9-year-old, who were unharmed, and gave them to family for care. Two 19-year-olds from College Station were involved in a Friday night crash west of Bryan on Highway 21 at FM 50 east of the Brazos River. The driver of a pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with a collapsed lung and head injuries.
In the initial part of the investigation, the vehicle driven by Weiss fell to your right away to the truck tractor that was traveling east on 21.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the men in the pickup were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not hurt. A College Station man is in jail for the third time this year after a burglary victim saw him rummaging through the back of his pickup truck on Crescent Point near the intersection with Fallbrook Loop. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says the victim actually reported seeing two men stealing from his truck Sunday night, but only 19-year-old Dalton Box of College Station was caught.
The owner of the vehicle detained
one of the suspects who later admitted to officers that he was in the process of committing a theft from the bed of the pickup. The second suspect involved was not located.
Logan says in an unrelated crime, two men robbed a College Station man at gunpoint Sunday night close to a parking lot between Parkway Circle and Crossing Place Apartments. No one was injured, but the two men escaped with the victim's possessions and cell phone. Descriptions are at WTAW.com. A state investigation that could result in the impeachment of a member of the University of Texas Board of Regents will cost taxpayers $300 an hour in outside legal fees. Prominent Houston attorney Rusty Hardin has been hired to lead an investigation called by the Texas House of Representatives, and the Austin American Statesman reports that the UT system's also expected to pay $525 an hour for private attorneys while a House committee takes a closer look into Regent Wallace Hall Jr. Hall's under scrutiny for burying the flagship UT Austin campus under open records requests. Some lawmakers believe Hall wants to oust University President Bill Powers, whose strong political support doesn't include Governor Rick Perry. And it was just more than 2 weeks before the feds unveiled the health care exchanges, and while the federal system has been tested and it's certified as secure, it's still not known whether it will actually work in the Texas system.
Texas will need to be able to connect to it so that people who go to the exchange and are found to be eligible for Medicaid, for example, we'd have that file transfer sent from the federal government to us.
Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik. Friday or Saturday is the earliest the state will get to test the exchanges system. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our brain, our mind, remains our greatest gift, yet brain tumors and cancer continue to be a reality. Come learn about the cutting edge of research into brain tumors, cancer, and the nervous system through the unique perspective of caregivers, medical providers, and the community. 6 p.m. Friday, September 20th at the Bush Library. The event is free to the public as part of the Texas Brain and Spine Institute's annual Neuroscience Symposium. Register today, 731-1231 or txbsi.com.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
Visit Royalty Pecan Farms Monday through Saturday for wine tasting, shopping, tours, and more. Every Saturday at 12:30, take a wagon ride tour through the orchard. While you're there, don't forget to ask about their wine and pecan pairing, where you can enjoy some locally made wines with their signature roasted and flavored pecans. And save the date for this year's Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival, November 2nd. For details, go to royaltypecans.com and visit them on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
It's 7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down and you need to stay cool at no additional charge while they're fixing yours, give them a call at Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Tropical moisture will continue to feed into the state off to our west and to our southwest. Today we're going to be partly sunny. Highs will be up around 95. I think the thunderstorms are going to end up being over the interior part of the state to our west. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Partly sunny up around 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sun Thursday. That's when we have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Basically for getting into the end zone, scoring, giving the Johnny Manziel kind of show me the money sign, and then I think it was the throat slashing gesture.
That is Alex Scarborough from ESPN.com explaining what happened with T.J. Yeldon and the apology that followed. We'll have that Monday Night Football. Johnny Manziel gets four weekly awards and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 7:52.
A video that made the rounds over the weekend aims to expose pro wrestling, the WWE in particular, as a fake. Really? Man, it's a fake? By splicing together a few moments from matches showing the wrestlers telling each other their moves in advance and generally confirming the script with their colleagues.
Hence the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah. But instead of ruining the sport for the fans, which is what they thought they'd do, the video seems to have the exact opposite effect. Rather than spotlight the fakeness of professional wrestling, because after all, if you think about it, if you went to a bar and somebody picked a chair up and hit another guy with it, that'd be assault, right?
Yes.
But you do it in an arena with 30,000 fans, and it's just entertainment.
It's called a job.
That's right. So as a result, the video actually highlights the athletic ability required for the stunts and the dangers inherent in performing them. You can see some of the wrestlers saying how they got hurt from the scripted stunt, and in one case, another wrestler telling him how to stay down to avoid further injury. In a sense, the video earns the performers this newfound respect from the detractors. So there you go. Uh-huh. That's it. It's fake. Okay. Now, how about the landing on the moon? Shall we go there? Never mind. Okay, here we go.
Please. When are we going to play the news flash song again?
It's really.
Beep, beep, beep,
it's
beep,
a
beep.
British survey of adults had found being able to master some things are important life skills, other things not so much. They put together a list of 50 of the most needed life skills. We're not doing 50 of them.
Thank you.
Can you email me the 50? Because actually I'm really interested.
Why?
Because I'm always trying to improve myself.
Okay. Number 50 is finding the best prices by scanning barcodes on your phone. Number 40 is learning how to work a smart TV. Number 30 is having an Amazon account. Number 20 is changing the settings on a thermostat. Excuse me. This is a life skill that takes something?
Well, maybe someone was never taught.
If you get the right kind of thermostats, the new ones, they'll
They talking about the skill of when you are employed somewhere and there's a box with slits in it, you put a spoon in to jimmy it to change the degree? Is that what they're talking about?
Sounds to me like she's done that.
Yes.
I've also used a knife to open an unlocked door. That's also very important if you lock yourself out of your office.
Right. Number 11 is searching and applying for jobs online. Number 10 is using a self-service checkout. Number 9, using a calculator.
I don't think I need this list after all.
How could you not know how to use a calculator?
I don't know. Not at this point. Number 8, knowing about privacy settings online. Number 7, knowing which recycling bins to use. Okay.
So some green person won't try to kill you.
Isn't it written on there? Oh, okay.
Sometimes there's just a very vague image.
Ah, okay.
Really.
Because it's sun bleached.
Or you become desperate and you look around and you're like, where is just the trash? Like you can't find it and, you know, there's like one little slot for paper and a little slot for a can shape and you're like, man, what am I going to do with this apple core?
Do you think she's on the razor's edge a lot?
I get that impression.
About that. Anyway, number 6 is turning off the water at the mains.
That's important.
And turning off the electricity of your house.
Sure. Number 5 is cooking. Number 4 is online banking. Number 2 is using a mobile phone. And number 1 is Googling. That's the most important skill right now.
Well, do y'all feel pretty good about yourselves?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. All right, so here we go. Here are the least needed life skills.
Great.
Don't be worrying about this. You're wasting your time. Number 20, knowing how to spell long words.
Oh, man.
Yes!
Or just knowing how to spell.
Yes!
What is wrong with the society?
We're in radio, so we don't need to know. Number 19 is neat handwriting.
Oh, but that is important.
I knew this was going to happen.
This is terrible.
I'm loving this.
Here's your top 7 of the least needed life skills. Top 7 of the least needed life skills. She's going to be...
List is probably written by a troglodyte.
She's going to be altered into the floor to her chin by the time we get done with this.
I resemble that remark. Yeah. Thank you.
Number 7 is sewing.
My gosh.
Number 6 is writing postcards.
Who are these Canaanites?
They're from England. What can I say?
This is getting better and better.
Number 5 is putting up a tent.
What?
Number 4 is baking fresh bread.
Are you sure you didn't switch lists by mistake?
No, I did not.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've heard on this show.
Oh, really? Number 3 is polishing brass and silver. Number 2 is knitting.
Oh!
And number 1 is darning.
This list was clearly written by someone with no culture.
Well, it's a lot of people from England. Well, hello.
Yeah, you know there's a lot of school districts that have stopped teaching cursive.
Yeah, I know they have. That's exactly
That's
right.
That's terrible.
They have stopped writing cursive, teaching cursive.
And instead of saying cursive. Darning, I think Kat's about ready to start saying something else.
There you go, Kat. I'm thinking of the top 20 least needed life skills. You're probably doing every one of them, right? I'm just saying. Well, I can tell from your reaction that that's the case. But I'll get you the entire list just so you can...
I like to think of my... You know what? When the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to be the one surviving.
Here's Dave McKelty explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Most of us pride ourselves on being self-sufficient, but is this kind of individualism always healthy? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Unfortunately for many of us, individualism can quickly turn into isolation. We spend so much time taking care of ourselves that we end up pushing others away. When a crisis arises, our friends might not even know how to step in and help us. Think about how you react when someone you know experiences a death in the family. We feel awkward reaching out to those in mourning. We might attend the funeral and offer words of consolation. But then we step back again. My mom died when I was young, and my stepfather abandoned my siblings and me right after the funeral. We had to rely on each other. I don't think people outside our immediate family knew quite how to help or what to say. British author C.S. Lewis said that when his wife died, he felt like an embarrassment to those around him. He wrote, "I see people as they approach me, trying to make up their minds whether they'll say something about it or not." If you know someone who's mourning or hurting, let me encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. Talk to them. Put an arm around them. Don't let a fear of awkwardness prevent you from reaching out to someone who's hurting. They're not as self-sufficient as you might think they are, and neither are you. As human beings, you and I were created for community. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seeger, 1 Hour Heating and Air. A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel reeled in his fourth national honor of the day after being named the Davey O'Brien Quarterback of the Week for his record-setting performance against Alabama's Crimson Tide. That was on the heels of being named the National Offensive Player of the Week by the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, a Manning Award Star of the Week, as well as the honor roll for the Paul Hornung Award. The Southeastern Conference named Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Barbers as one of the SEC as the SEC Defensive Player of the Week. It's the first such honor for the volleyballer, the 6'2" redshirt freshman from Illinois. In Monday Night Football, Andy Dalton threw for 280 yards and a tie-breaking touchdown as the Cincinnati Bengals evened their record at 1-1 by beating Pittsburgh 20-10. Here's Dalton during the postgame.
It's good to come out with a win. I think that's the, you know, that's obviously the ultimate goal. It's a fight out there. We're playing a, you know, a really good team. Pittsburgh has been a really good team for a long time. So good to come out with a win, and we've got a long season ahead of us.
Giovanni Bernard accounted for both Bengals' touchdowns, rushing for 7 yards in the first score and grabbing a 27-yard touchdown pass from Dalton in the third period. The Steelers, by the way, had just 44 yards rushing, falling to 0-2. Alabama tailback T.J. Yeldon apologized for actions that drew an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the Texas A&M game. Here's ESPN.com's Alex Scarborough on what actually happened.
Basically for getting into the end zone, scoring, giving the Johnny Manziel kind of show me the money sign, and then I think it was the throat-slashing gesture that kind of sealed the deal that the ref had to throw the flag after that.
Yeldon did not speak directly to the media on Monday, but issued a statement through media relations apologizing for, quote, my selfish actions. Yeldon went on to say, quote, that is not the way I want to represent myself, my family, or our team. He says he will learn from it and, quote, use better judgment in the future. In the PGA, Zach Johnson closed with a 6-under-65 to win the rain-delayed BMW Championship by 2 strokes over Nick Watney. Johnson now has the number 4 seed going into the Tour Championship, giving him a clear shot at the FedEx Cup, which is worth $10 million if he wins it. Here's Johnson on how hard it is to win in the PGA.
It's extremely difficult. I mean, I'm not so sure I fully grasp it. I mean, the depth and the parity we have on this tour in the world, in the sport, is second to none. I mean, it's just extremely difficult because everybody is playing at a high level, and there's so many incentives to work and get better.
Jim Furyk built a 2-shot lead with a 10-foot birdie putt on 10, but he played the last 8 holes in 2 over and wound up with a 71 to finish in third all by himself.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out and the Rays win.
Tampa Bay Rays took the lead for the first AL wildcard spot by beating the Rangers 6-2. Tampa Bay and Texas started play 1.5 games ahead of Cleveland in the race for the 2 wildcard spots. By the way, the Stros lost to number 99, falling to Cincy last night 6-1. The Houston Texans used their comeback skills to beat Tennessee on Sunday, but the win was not without worries for the offense going forward. Getting Andre Johnson back, however, will certainly help out the Texans. Head coach Gary Kubiak says Johnson could be ready for next week.
You know, obviously it'll be a end-of-the-week decision because he's got to go through the process, but, you know, I think after the game, talking to him and seeing where he's at today, you know, obviously he's doing really well, so I would expect the progress to go pretty quickly if it goes, you know, like it has the last 24 hours.
Houston failed to score in 6 drives after the first resulted in a touchdown. The team gained just 77 yards, and former A&M place kicker Randy Bullock missed 2 field goals, one of which was at least 50-plus yards. Cowboys boss Jason Garrett isn't worried after losing to KC.
We understood the challenges going up there. It's hard to win games in the NFL, and you have to earn them. We didn't do what we needed to do. So we're not going to take some global view of this thing and say, you know, we're this, we're that. We're going to get focused on what we need to do to get better based on what happened in the game yesterday. And we'll be committed to that as coaches and as players when we come back to work on Wednesday.
Week 2 saw familiar Dallas breakdowns, and Cowboys defensive tackle Jason Hatcher says, quote, we're going to be a contender when this is all said and done. So he's echoing exactly what Jason Garrett said. And that's your sports. It's brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. That's your sports on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seegert1Hour.com.
Look at your calendar. Hunting season's approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the go-anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
You
just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home. Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You doing all right, Kat?
Yeah, I'm still sulking.
Okay. I didn't know if you were in there furiously knitting and darning. I wasn't sure.
But she's not saying darn.
Well, yeah. And I understand your...
Do you even know what darning means?
Of course I do.
Okay, just checking.
I understand your level of frustration.
My mom had a darning egg.
Yeah.
I have a darning egg at home. I have one.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks kind of like a mini maraca.
Or you could bring it to an egg fight. Ooh, that could hurt.
Yeah. It looks like, in that case, it'd be like a blackjack.
Yeah, just, oh, my God. Yeah,
just one more thing. But I know, as you...
I go to a lot of egg fights, Scott.
Yeah.
I
know. Well, hello.
Yeah, y'all are going to feel stupid when the revolution comes. You're going to be calling on me and Kat.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that all darn right. Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. That's going to bother me.
Or whenever the government takes over.
Oh, boy.
You know, here we go with that. I can't imagine. I really cannot imagine we have done almost 2 hours of the show without me giving you probably the most important news of the day.
What, you love me?
Well, we are a wonderful young lady to work with. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, okay. And
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep, coming out.
That's today.
Yep.
It's coming out today. How could we have been doing the show for 2 hours and we haven't brought this up yet?
Because of your aversion to video games, I didn't think I should bring it up.
Well, I'm sorry that I haven't done that. I'm sure there are people standing. I don't know where you buy these things, but I bet there are people standing in line out there. Fans have bought more than 125 million GT.